Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Give it to me!
Hey everyone, I'm Molly Wood.
And I'm Tom Merritt.
And welcome to It's a Thing, the weekly podcast supported by you, which is known for high quality, exacting standards, and timeless design. It is closely associated with creativity and innovation, coupled with tradition. Thanks for joining us.
That's right, Molly. And I have to say, I'm very glad that the corporate music finally started playing after you were done with the read. Good job, soundboard.
I think there's something about the latency that just makes it that much more bland.
I think it was jitter.
We would like to thank the good people at Rhodia, who make the iconic French Rhodia notepad.
Rhodia.
Rhodia. For today's piece of bland corporate speak for our intro.
And do you think we could make this a sponsored part of the show?
Yes, absolutely.
Because it's not. The way you said it, I almost felt like I had to disclose. They didn't pay for this.
They didn't pay for that at all. Rich, take a note. Take a memo in your Rhodia notepad.
Assignment two. After the NFT t-shirt we talked about in the bonus show, hit up Rhodia for a sponsorship. Molly, it's good to be back.
It is so good to be back. We had two whole weeks where we were just a rotating cast. It was wonderful. Couldn't have been more fun to podcast with Rich. And your show with Rich was so fun. And it is great to be reunited.
Indeed, it is. I was at a hotel last weekend. which leads me to my first thing. Ice makers. This is just something I noticed because I needed some ice. And hotels have been taking things away. Like, you don't need regular towel service, do you? You don't need all the little bottles of shampoo, do you? We're going to charge you $15 for a bottle of water now. It's going to be in the mini bar, but it'll cost you $15. Mm-hmm. But ice makers, I went to get ice and I was like, how crazy is it that there's still like this thing from the 60s? It was started at a Holiday Inn, maybe even in the 50s. And yet we haven't grown out of it. They haven't turned it into an item they're going to charge you for. It's an old piece of technology, and yet there's still a thing. So it's not me identifying a new thing. It's me kind of honoring the continued thingness of ice makers in a hotel.
I love this. And you have even brought supporting material to the effect that you are not the only person who has noticed this.
Yeah. And in fact, the supporting material is a thing of its own in the same vein, because in March 2022, Emily DiNuzzo wrote The Real Reason Hotels Still Have Ice Machines for Reader's Digest.
Oh,
rd.com.
Biscuits.
Yeah. Also RD. Still a thing, apparently.
Also. So, I love that it's a thing that sometimes things don't have to die.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can stay gold, pony boy.
How ice makers? How have you done this?
How have you done this? But thank goodness that you have, because how mad do you get when you actually can't find one? And you have to call down and be like, can you just bring me some ice? And it'll be like 45 minutes or it's broken.
Yep. Because the soda machine never works. The soda machine never will take your money. Wow. I don't even know why they put soda machines in hotel rooms, because they're always broken.
Apparently, keeping up with ice demand has been expensive for hotels. And so when ice machines came along, they were like, yay. But now, this is a great, I love this. I love this because you're totally right. And as we return to hotels, that, you know, the like sort of meta concept here is as we return to the world in hotels, we're going to be like, oh my God, that's right. You can just straight up get like
ice
in the hall.
And an ice bucket in the room.
And an ice bucket in the room.
Like another old fashioned thing that you just wouldn't Like if you were designing a hotel for the first time today, you'd put in Wi-Fi, you know, you'd put in like cool, environmentally friendly soap. You wouldn't put an ice bucket. You wouldn't assume that that's something that every room would need, right?
But it does.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that. Well, that's funny because the first thing that I brought is also a like overnight success many years in the making.
Okay.
But has finally really just incontrovertibly arrived. I've now seen this mixed into TikToks and really big stars on this YouTube show called Chicken Shop Date.
So chicken shop as in a restaurant that sells chicken. Like,
yep.
Yeah. All right. Right. Like and fried then, chicken sandwich, chicken shop.
Exactly.
And date, in fact, this as is, in meet a person and be like, hey, you're cool. Let's hang out and see if you're cooler.
Going on a date.
Got it.
And it is. So I watched it. I'm like, I should have reversed the order because my second thing was on this thing is how I came across it. And now I keep seeing it everywhere. But so it is this.
We'll tease ahead there, folks.
It's this young woman who's a YouTube host. Her name is Emily de Moldenberg. I'm sorry, Amelia. Amelia de Moldenberg. Mm-hmm. And she does these interviews at a chicken shop. And I think it's like pretty much almost always the same one in London. It's called Morley's, a fast food chain restaurant in the sleepy town of Lawton, Essex. And she goes on a date. Like her character is a woman who's on a date with the interviewee. And she's like, they're not really on a date.
Oh, so this is her interview gimmick.
It's her interview gimmick. Exactly. Is that
I'm not just interviewing you. It's as if I'm on a date with you.
Right.
And so she plays a character.
She plays a character who's sort of like a comically flirty, incredibly awkward.
This is a little Between Two Ferns.
It's very much. Yeah.
Okay.
I think that is like unquestionably the comedic inspiration. It's like, it's very much like that. And it's awkward in the sense that they'll like, she'll be talking to them and then they'll just cut to like the chicken for 4 to 5 seconds of sort of awkwardness. So very Between Two Ferns, but it should be unwatchable because it's so awkward how she's like pretending to be on a date with them and like flirting with them and stuff, except that they're kind of into it. It is amazing. And she never breaks character. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it just is like horrible because it's so, because not all dates go well. And then sometimes it's like, there's some chemistry here. Like, are you really going to be dating? But I don't think that's happened. She appears to be dating someone now. I don't know, dude. It's really mesmerizing. And I keep seeing it everywhere. And then she recently interviewed someone from the Wiggles, like one of the guys from the Wiggles.
Oh, wow.
And then that was like auto-tuned on a really big TikTok channel. And I think that just caused it to blow up even more. And it has the confluence with this year's Ur thing, freaking chicken.
Yeah, right? Like, on top of it all. It's also fried chicken because
It's also fried chicken. So I don't even think she did that on purpose. Yeah. But I think that's why this is such a big thing is because
it's a thing where they were like, there are 300 YouTube channels with this concept. One is about shawarma. One's about burgers. This one's about chicken. And that's why it rose above.
I mean, it's huge.
Yeah.
Yep. And she's been doing this for 8 years.
Wow.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. No, so really it is fried chicken ticket off that boosted her. I almost guarantee
like,
it, right?
I don't know how to quantify that and find out for sure, but like it's gotta be.
I think it's a skill to make this work too. Like Between Two Ferns is genius because it isn't just awkward questions. It's Zach Galifianakis knew what kind of awkward questions, what to ask, when to ask, when to move on. It's all about timing. So she must have that skill.
Absolutely. And she has really, really studied comedy. And she chicken. Has this sort of like, she puts this smile on this and chicken. She has this odd kind of smile that she says that she perfected by looking at Wallace's labored grimace in Nick Park's stop motion comedy franchise, Wallace and Gromit. Uh-huh. I'm reading, by the way, from the New York Times, which wrote about her in February of this year, because that's how much she's arrived.
Dang, this is a good one. I like this. I'm going to have to watch this.
And it's really funny to watch, but only like a couple times because it's so intense.
So grab yourself a fried chicken sandwich, folks, from your favorite emporium. Sit down and watch a couple episodes.
You're going to want one after you watch this because there's lingering shots.
I want one, and I'm just looking at the picture of the chicken shop.
I also want some chicken. It's so fascinating.
I love that there's a burgers menu, but the burgers are all chicken sandwiches.
I mean,
but it says burgers menu.
Yeah, this chicken shop is already also, by the way, like completely on trend and didn't even know.
They do have a pizza meal for £4. And that looks like actual pizza.
We should just go here.
Yeah. Let's do a live It's a Thing from Morley's.
Morley's. And be like, it's an homage to Chicken Shop Date.
Oh, they have tacos? Is that, am I reading that right? I'm sorry.
You might be focused on the wrong things here.
Yeah, but... I am. I totally am. This is great, though. I love this.
It's a really fun one. It's a really fun one.
Date. Thank you. That's genius.
Thank you to my child and TikTok for cementing this in thinghood.
Yeah. So before Pete Davidson does a video on it on Saturday Night Live tomorrow, I would like to call Everything Everywhere All at Once as call it out as the meme generator that it is, the future cult classic that it will inevitably be. Know Your Meme actually has it all written up saying like, yes, you will not understand this movie, but everyone will be quoting it Monty Python style for the next 30 years.
Really?
Yeah.
I have never heard of this, and I cannot wait.
It's an indie hit from A24 Studios. Kind of slow burn, slowly putting millions together as it gets the momentum as people talk about it. It stars Michelle Yeoh as the main character, Evelyn Wang.
Amazing.
It involves a laundromat and time travel and alternate realities, but... I haven't seen it yet. I've only seen the trailer. And even from the trailer, it's pretty much looks impossible to explain. But if you like sci-fi or Michelle Yeoh or both.
And you need to clearly be on top of this immediately because Pete Davidson is listening to the show right now and writing a skit about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Apparently hot dog fingers, the fanny pack scene, Rakakuni. These are all things that people are going to be throwing around that you will not understand unless you've seen this movie.
So what is also extra super crazy about this is that my son has brought up to me roughly 30 times in the past few weeks, the A24 studio.
You know what? I have been hearing their name bandied about a little more than usual too, and I live in Los Angeles. So studios do get bandied about in casual conversation because we all have a script and we're all trying to push it on each other all the time. But I've noticed that too. Interesting.
I know. So I could, I could see it being bandied about in LA. We need a third outside confirmation because my son is a digital media student and they're doing filmmaking right now.
Sure.
So it's not totally organic that it would occur to him, but he keeps bringing it up and talking about how they're making all these sort of underground hits. And if you're hearing it, then audience, I plead with you, tell us if it's happening in your world also, and then we'll have thing formation.
But I'm calling it Everything Everywhere All at Once, cult hit.
Cannot wait.
Cult hit. Could be like The Room, could be like Rocky Horror. I'm not sure. Could be Monty Python, but it's gonna be somewhere in there.
Oh my God, I have to watch this immediately. Yeah. We're canceling Seder.
I'm definitely going to see it this weekend if I can do that at all.
Is it in the movie? Do I have to go somewhere?
You have to go to the movie. Yes, you have to go to the movie, to the theater. Whoa. Yeah. And it's actually getting people to go without being an Avengers movie.
All right. We have to go to this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not, sometimes I'm shopping, other times I'm making social plans with my child. Because I had to text him in the middle of the show and be like, is this the studio that you're always talking about? He's like, yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Not A25.
The thing that got me to watch Chicken Shop Date was her interview with Jack Harlow, which I watched because I was like, my God, Jack Harlow is everywhere. Jack Harlow has reached thing like explode. He's what's the explode terminal velocity or the whatever it takes to get out of the atmosphere. Terminal velocity is the bad one.
Escape velocity.
Mm-hmm. I believe that Jack Harlow has reached escape velocity. He is a rapper who's been around for a long time. He was sort of like best known for What's Poppin', which came out in 2020. What's Poppin'? I got options. I love that song. We say it all the time. And then he did a duet with Lil Nas X, Industry Baby. So you could imagine that he got some likes there on the TikTok. And then now he has a new song called First Class, which is like apparently one of the most used sounds right now. It's got all these different creates.
Oh, because it's all over the TikToks.
Because it's all over the TikTok. He gave him, and he is smart enough and young enough to issue a sneak peek, like an early release.
Clever.
Of a cut from this track to TikTok so that they would make all these like, yeah, there it is. I can put
you in. Oh, it's Sample and Fergie. Okay.
And it's Sample and Fergie. Mm-hmm.
Got it. I feel like that was fair use, right? Just that much right there.
I think it was definitely right there. Exactly. Right there was fair use. And it is huge. And I think he's huge because he's really effectively, like Lil Nas X effectively used social media like crazy. He has effectively used TikTok. It is his third TikTok powered single to basically hit the Billboard charts.
Oh wow.
But he's also just like, I like him. Like he's really talented and he's kind of smart and introspective. He doesn't drink. Mm. I mean, I think he does a lot of weed. But there you go. and that is like, that is all the smart things I have to say about Jack Harlow, except like, go listen to him. He's really fun. And then I guess he's also being sued over some kind of a terrible Kentucky Derby shooting, which is awful.
Wait, but, he shot somebody?
No, he didn't. Oh, he I think it was a concert situation gone wrong.
Oh, somebody got shot at one of his
somebody
concerts.
Got shot at one of his concerts.
I see.
Yeah. But he, and Rich points out he might be a little bit of sober culture crossover.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Interesting.
Sober culture taking it
sober over. Culture crossover.
Look
yeah.
Look at that. Nice.
He quit drinking in 2020.
This is a great one. I was unfamiliar with the Jack Harlow. Thank you for introducing.
Oh my God. I think you're going to like it. Probably not as much as you would like. What was the last music thing I brought? And you were like, I have to listen to this. Drill. I have a feeling you might enjoy Drill more, although I think there are notes of Drill in the occasional Jack Harlow.
I knew Drill, though. I was just wasn't as familiar with it as Grime, but I knew of it. I missed Jack Harlow. This is good.
Oh my God, I'm so excited for you. Yeah, he's fun. He's really fun.
Very, very cool.
Yep, fun thing.
All right. Well, let's see what other things you all would like to introduce to us. Feedback at itsathing.me is the email address that Greg emailed to. You could be like Greg. Greg's awesome, but you know, you're just as special as Greg, so email us feedback@itsathing.me. Greg on the Easter Bunny said, "Hi Molly and Rich. Tom, you weren't privy to this discussion, but I listened. Regarding the Easter Bunny pictures, this was totally a thing for me growing up in Ohio in the late 80s, early 90s. The Easter Bunny was as prevalent at the mall as Santa was. I checked to make sure this wasn't simply an Ohio thing, and my wife from Wisconsin spoke of similar memories. This could be an older Midwest thing that has reached broader thingdom."
I think that makes actually a ton of sense. Yep.
I will throw in my older Midwestern perspective on this since I wasn't on the show last week. My sister and I, never visited the Easter Bunny. Not a thing. Santa.
No,
that was it. Born in 1966 and 1970. Brother, born in 1977, visited the Easter Bunny at the mall.
Really? Mm-hmm. Wow.
It was an 80s. It came along in the 80s. Late 80s, late-ish. Yeah.
I mean, that is when everything got monetized.
And it was a mall thing, whereas Santa was a department store thing for us because we were pre-mall sort of.
Mm-hmm.
But the Easter Bunny came in with the mall. The mall was like, well, we have this thing for Santa. Can we do it more often? It seems to really bring in the people. Let's try the Easter Bunny.
Let's try the Easter Bunny.
To me from the outside.
Yeah. Oh, that is so interesting. And then now it's spreading. It's gotten sort of like non-secularly, non-threatening enough probably.
Yeah.
Well, Mike writes in on everyone's favorite topic, chicken.
Chicken again. Nice.
I think like we may have to do end of the year awards again. And uh-huh. I'm just calling it now that like thing of the year is chicken.
Favorite right now.
It's freaking fried chicken. The favorite right now is fried chicken. All right. So Mike writes in, your show discussing the rise in chicken sandwiches reminded me of another thing that I've been seeing here in Orlando, and I'm sure it's spread. Fried chicken is a thing, so much so that we have an entire section of town that is being referred to as the chicken strip, or the less safe for work, but I'm editorializing here, hilarious, cock block, because of the ridiculous number of chicken restaurants it has within walking distance of each other. The chicken strip. I've included a link below to a local blog discussing it. The trend reminds me of something similar from a few years back when we had an explosion of slightly fancier than fast food style burger places. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. These seem to balloon for a few years, but have since faded to more moderate levels. Also of note is that I think the fried chicken thing has a sub thing of Korean fried chicken. Oh, totally. Specifically. Hell yeah. As we have a ton of those places opening up as well.
Yeah. Wow. I got real excited the first time I saw a BB.Q outside of LA. And then I found out they're everywhere.
Everywhere.
Like, it is totally taken off. and again, I think the Korean fried chicken thing is a confluence of the fried chicken thing with its own momentum and the K-pop, K-drama Hallyu sort of thing, feeding on itself.
So freaking true. But the fact that you have an entire block.
The cock block.
With a name, the cock block, like that. It was thing of the year. It was leading the pack before this email. But now, like, I don't know how it's getting unseated.
Yeah. No,
the year is young.
It's going to be tough.
But it's going to be tough.
Yeah. Shara Marie in Discord asked for thing check. Of course, Shara Marie, that's what we're here for. Thing check. I keep seeing Manuka honey in everything. The new CBD, and then links to both the Food Network and the Insider. Manuka honey. I'm pretty sure.
I've never heard of this.
You have. because I'm pretty sure I did it way back in the first run of It's a Thing.
Really? What? Seriously?
I definitely bought Manuka honey back then.
Oh, I was just talking about this at Costco the other day. My boyfriend brought it up. It's the one that is like supposed to be antibacterial. And in fact, although this is considered pseudoscience by some, I do know someone whose dad, who's an elderly man, got a really, really bad injury and it got infected and he was on every antibiotic and none of it was working. They put this freaking honey on there and it fixed it. Doctors. So
it's been brewing for a few years, Shara Marie. It certainly was a thing in China 8 years ago. Because that's where I first started hearing about it. And I feel like it's just been consistently spreading. And I think you're right. I think it's maybe not the new CBD so much as just reaching CBD-like levels, potentially. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To At Porter's point, all honey is somewhat antibacterial. But there's something about this Manuka. It's like supposed to be more pure. It's really expensive. And it's native to New Zealand. Like, it's only found in one place.
Yeah, it's a particular bees or something. Mm-hmm. I think they're koala bees, kiwi bees. I don't know. But
anyway, it's short version.
It's chunkier. Yes. It's like a grittier honey, too.
Right. It looks like an unfiltered sake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fascinating. Manuka honey. Well, so yeah.
So, Shara Marie, consider your thing checked. Check mark. Yes, definitely a thing.
And now it is time for everyone's favorite part of the show, the shout outs. Shout out, shout out, shout out. For those of you kind souls who support us at the shout out level at patreon.com/itsathing, we thank you not only for keeping our butts in these chairs every week, but also giving us the most fun time of the day. Handcrafted shout outs.
Absolutely.
I
feel like this makes a good birthday present. Like, you could buy a month of supporting It's a Thing. Yes. And then just message us so Rich knows, like, instead of my name, use this name. And you could get your friend or family member a shout out. On
that is a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
Today's shout out theme is uncharacteristically schadenfreude, which I appreciate. Mm. Shout outs today are based on the CNN digital mission. RIP CNN Plus.
Ah, CNN Plus, we literally hardly knew ye.
We literally did not even watch a thing. Damn it.
Quick take. David Zaslav pretty much told them, like, you can launch that. I can't stop you because the merger's not closed. But if you do, I will close it.
And I will close it.
Yeah.
I know.
So
that was not a bluff to call.
No.
Right there.
Yeah. Apparently
nope.
not.
No.
Should we just back and forth each one of these
I
lines?
I think so. Yeah.
Right. Here we go. We are Kevin Sill seekers and storytellers.
We are journalists, designers, and technologists united by a mission to inform, engage, and empower David Grizzly Smith.
We bear witness to Morris Jones as he unfolds and explain not just what happened to Lee Price, but why and what it means to Benjamin Forrest.
Our products and platforms take Eric Duncan to the farthest corners of Jake Woods, and they bring Gabrielle Cohen to Joe Hood, delivering content and services that enrich Laura Abel, her family, and Miranda Janelle.
We are available on more Andrew Bradleys and in more places than any other Louis St. Amour.
We stand for excellence in our journalism and our Mike Akins.
We are committed to serving James C. Smith.
We are It's a Thing.
Oh, I got chills.
I mean, I don't want to like have all the schadenfreude fun with the CNN Plus and its abrupt demise because like a lot of people worked on it and also left their jobs and lost them.
Oh, no, I have a former Tech TV co-worker who was part of it. It's very sad.
That all sucks. Yeah. But also, really, you guys went with Bear Witness? You really did? This is
CNN Digital. I feel like this is still the mission of CNN Digital, just that CNN Plus was part of CNN Digital,
even
right?
Better. That's amazing.
Yeah. So they're still bearing witness.
We.
Even now.
It's a thing. Thank you for listening to It's a Thing, because actually, we couldn't have done a show without CNN Plus, because that was a freaking thing.
It burned bright, but now
it's not. Become a member of It's a Thing at patreon.com/itsathing. You will not only potentially get a shout out, but access to our Discord, where we stream live every week, and an ad-free RSS feed and bonus content.
And don't hesitate to send us your things. Feedback at itsathing.me.
See you next week.
Bye.
Bye. Can't hold it back. Gonna break down now. Can't hold it back.
Amos has a personal honey collection.
I know. I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.